Tosa in Tammuz, 29th of June, Rabbi Ephraim Pinhas. What was the riches of Bilam?
This week, Parshas Bolog, we all know the law to say the Medrash Nachuma brings down that Bolog invited Bilam a Roshe, and Bilam started saying the Brochis Shomu Kolo Oilam Misoifa Oilam Atsoifa. What went on in the Parsha of Bolog, the Brochis of Bilam, wasn't only quietly between Klal Yisrael and Bolog and Bilam, but the Medrash on Chumah says, Ad Kedei Kach, that when Bilam started speaking and saying the Brochas instead of the Klolis, Shomu Kol Olam, the whole world, all the Amim heard every word what Bilam said about the Yiddish Kinder. And I would like to start a interesante Shaila. We all grew up, Bilam is called Bilam HaRosh. Bilam HaRosh. And the Shaila is, so in Rebbe Chanan Wasserman, fragt the interessante Scheile. He says, why be Emes is Bilam called Azar Bilam Arosha? The Torah is made that AVP, he had a moyodige chemder and he had an unbelievable cheshek for money. He had the nefesh rechover, his whole chies and his whole simchas achayim by Bilam was money. Im kalze, when Bolog came, and he offered him anything and everything. Just come, please, and be mekale the Yiddish Kinder. Zog die Teure, the Bilam got up, and Bilam said, "In yitli Bolog, meloi beisoi, kese vizov." Even if Bolog will fill up his house full of kese vizov, and we're speaking about meloi beisoi of Bolog, not a small house or a small dire, nor a palace of a king. Bolog was a melech moyov. He said, even if you fill me up a palace full of kesef, vizov, and diamonds, what is an amount, I don't know if you can put this down in numbers, what are we talking about? Is the Torah made, Habilam says, im kol zeh, for any price, for any money in the world, lo yuchal lavoi es pi Hashem. I can't do anything against what the Rebbein Shlom told me to do. Fregt Rebbe Chanan, can the Torah be made is about any person in the world, but even about any Yid? Especially Bilam, what we know, his whole chias, his whole taiva, was only kesef and gashmias and money. And Imkodze, even he had here the one time, once in a life opportunity, the Bolog should give him the amount, we never even heard about it in numbers, to fill up his whole house, kesef is off. He said, and he got up, and he said, "Lo yuchal lavoi es pi Hashem. I can only do what the Rebbein Shem told me." Why is this called Bilam HaRosha? Is this such a rishis? Sagt Rebbe Chanan in Koivet Shiurim, Chelek Beis, in Kuntes Divrei Soifrim, in Simen Aleph, Ois Chof Aleph. Kuntes Divrei Soifrim, Simen Aleph, Ois Chof Aleph, he speaks about this. Sagt Rebbe Chanan Wasserman, if you medayik the words, in the Torah every word is meduyik. Let's be medayik the word what Bilam said. He said, even in Yitli Bolog, in the basic case of his off, lo yuchal lavoi es pi Hashem. I cannot be over anything what Rebbein Shloim said, pi, what he said out from his mouth. Sagte, when Rebbein Shloim told me I'm not allowed to, loy, no, capital letters, then in Ochaname, stop. I can't go and be mekalel the Yiddish Kinder. But as long as the Rebbein Shloim didn't tell me, and at the beginning, Taker, this was his cheshbon of Bilam, that as long as the Rebbein Shloim didn't tell me loy, as long as the Rebbein Shloim didn't say no, you're not allowed to go, even Bilam knew from day number one, from the beginning, he knew klar that the Rebbein Shloim does not want you to be mekalel the Yiddish Kinder. He knew this is the biggest avle the biggest chutzpah he does to the Rebbeinu Shloilam, to go and be mekayim his children, where he took out from Mitzrayim, he's trying to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, and Bilam is going to be mekayim them. Even he knew from the beginning that this is mamish, the biggest avle what you can do to the Rebbeinu Shloilam. But if the Rebbeinu Shloilam won't tell me, Loi, no, I only know that he doesn't want, but he didn't say no, I don't care. This is real. So Rebbe Chana, anyone who doesn't care about the Rotzen of Hashem, he doesn't care what does the Rebbeinu Shloilam want for me. I'm only medactic, what does it say, what did he say? If the Rebbeinu Shloilam says no, okay, then I can't do it. Reuchal lavoi es pi Hashem daike, I can't be over his words. I can't go against his words. But if the Rebbeinu Shloilam didn't say no, even the Rebbeinu Shloilam told him 4 or 5 times in this week's Seder at the beginning, don't go, please, I don't want you, I don't want your klolas, I don't want your broches, you know I don't want you should go. He heard the whole time from the Rebbeinu Shloilam every night in the Cholim, the Rebbeinu Shloilam came again and again, that the Rebbeinu Shloilam said, Klo, I don't want you should go. And even later when he went, the Osman first stopped going, and then he came the Malach. Step after step, the Rebbeinu Shloilam showed him again and again, my rotzen is, I don't want you should go. Bilam didn't care. Somebody who doesn't care about the rotzen of Hashem, as long as the Rebbeinu Shloilam doesn't say no, I'm going out of soft, even against the rotzen from Hashem, thus is Bilam Arosha.
You said not to go.
Huh?
You told him not to go.
At the beginning, you told him no. Then the Rebbeinu Shloilam said, I'm not telling you no. And later, the second time, when the bigger shulchan came, and they asked the Rebbeinu Shloilam said, I'm not saying you're not allowed to go. I don't want you to go. He didn't say you're not allowed to go.
Can't have any tamas. What? You can't complain.
The Rebbeinu Shloilam told me, I don't want you to go. I'm not saying you're not allowed to go. So to somebody, when he hears from the Rebbeinu Shloilam claw, that the Rebbeinu Shloilam doesn't want, and the Rebbeinu Shloilam even sent him the Malach on the way, and stopped him, and he tried again and again, and said, please, I don't want you to go. And Bilam said, I don't care about if you want or not. As long as you're not telling me I'm not allowed to go, I'm going. This is Bilam Arosha.
But what's that for the, even if you fill the house with Kesef Zohar?
No, he said, even if you fill up Kesef Zohar, if the Rebbeinu Shloilam says no, I can't go. Because Bilam said, when the Rebbeinu Shloilam says no, like in Kiddush Levona, or Kiddush Levona, Oisiyas, the Rebbeinu Shloilam says no, then I can't go. But the Rebbeinu Shloilam told him at least 5 times in this week's Seder, and he showed him again and again, I don't want you to go, but it's your Bchira. But if you're asking me what I want, I don't want you to go, he doesn't care. Somebody who doesn't care about the rotzen of Hashem, he only does beduk if you tell me yes, yes, no, no, so this is Bilam Aroshem. Because by a yid, it's not only toile, what does it say, did you say yes or no? A yid in every matzev, a yiddisha heart, feels what is the Rebbeinu Shloilam want in such a matzev. Many times when a person has an isoyon, a bchire, what to do in his own life, in different hachlotes, in chesed, not every time it says in a sefer, black and white, yes or no. No, a yid understands, we're not like Bilam Arosha. We do what we think the Rebbeinu Shloilam wants we should do in such a matzav. Our tafkid is to every time to think, was will the Tate? What does Avinu Shebashamayim want from us in such a matzav? Not every time you can go only what it says, black and white, yes or no. So, Chanan, this is a lesson what we take from Bilam Harosha, that he didn't care about the rotzen from Hashem, so we made it, it's called Bilam Harosha. Agav, I moisten this, not this, not anymore, Rebbe Chanan. We see an unbelievable result. Bilam thought he would be the Oibah Chochem, and even he knew that Rebbeinu Shloilam doesn't want he should go, but in the end, he will do any shtadlis, he will be able to go and to be matzliach. What do we see? Nishno es matzliach gewein, noch verkehrt, noch habroche, noch habroche, noch habroche. We understand, we have to know, that the rotzen von Hashem is not only if you have to do it, you don't have to do it. In the end, whatever the Rebbeinu Shloilam wants will happen. So don't try to be mezakta oibachoch and bilam arosha. It says, if the Rebbeinu Shloilam didn't say no, I'll try to go. And even if the Malach stops me in the middle, I'll go on. And I'll do anything and everything, whatever I could do. Because in the end, nishna you won't be matzliach. You'll chab zoche bizyoynes, like Bilam went away from Bolog with the greske bushes, with the greske bizyoynes in the end. That hine loko if oivai lekachticho, I took you to be mekalin. And look what happened, not only you went mekalin, you gave broches for the Yiddish kinder.
But I'm sorry, so what say even if you give me all the kesef of the zohar?
Even if you eat all the kesef, as he said, he can give me any amount in the world.
I won't go
if the Rebbein Shem says no. But if the Rebbein Shem didn't say no, I'm going. That's the Rebbein Shem. Le'uch halava is pi Hashem, the words of Hashem. But if the Rebbein Shem told him, Klor, you're allowed to go, but I don't want you to go, he went. That is the
problem. Hashem did take away his theory because he had four words.
What?
Against his will, so even Hashem did take away.
That's why I say this. So later you see that if Bilam thought that he would be able to do what he wants against the Rotsin from Hashem, and the Rebbein Shem showed him in the end, you think you could do whatever
so
you want.
The Bechira was taken away
of Seder, but Bilam should have, like, Katchila not go because he should have had the Rotsin from Hashem.
And Bilam said, I won't
give you this. Dan gaan we verder. Interessante zaak, interessante historie van de Chofetz Chaim. Balak came to Bilam, sent Shluchim to Bilam. Please go and come. Please come to be mekale the Yiddish kinder. So the Loshen in the Torah, when Balak spoke to Bilam at the beginning of the Seder, so Balak said, Ki yodati eisa shetevorech mevoyroch v'asher to'or yuah. Balak sent messages to Bilam. He said, I know that whoever you, to anyone you give a broche will be nisborech, and to anyone you will be mekale will be miskale. I know you have a moirige koich bepe. That's what Balak told Bilam. The Mephoshim often platz on Chumish stellen sich, if this take ems, is this time a message where Balak tried to be nice to Bilam, that's why he told him? But is it like emes the Balak had a koyach, number one, to give broches, and number two, to give klolis? That's an interesting thing. The Sipono, often platz in the Kof Beis, Posigvov, says, Asher tevorech mevorech, hine koychoi shel Bilam loy hoyo nevorech. Bilam did not have any koyach, no shum schus, and no shum yecholes, to give a broche for anyone. And who are in Orachaim HaKodesh? Orachaim HaKodesh says, Le'oilom birchas bilom ki birchas chamoy. Mamash like ki birchas chamoy. A broche of bilom is garnished. Shum dover. Ki birchas chamoy ki la behemah get a psa broche. On kashum zach, any Yiddish broche of any Yiddish kind is worth 10 times more than a broche of bilom. The brocha of Bilam has nothing, no shum koyach, the inyan of brochas. So why, bichlal, did Balak say in the message to Bilam, es asher tevorech mevoyroch, zokte Sipono, he wanted to give him kovet, that it should show, not your koyach is not only to be mekalin. You shouldn't think, I'm calling you, that your koyach is only to be mazik other people. That's the only koyach what you have. To show kila kovet to Bilam, that you... person or anything where you say is Niskayim, not only Klolis. So Mimele Balak told Bilam, you know what, you also have a koich to be Mevorich. So the Sipon on Orachaim HaKodesh of Al Pi Emes, Bilam did not have any koich to give broches. And if you medayik in Posuk, it's very meduik in Loshon of the Posuk. The Torah says, Ki yodati es asher tevorech mevoyroch, va asher to'oy yuo. Vashatoyu Yua means anyone you give a klode, Yua is Loshen Osit. He will be Niskale. Mashenke, when the Torah speaks about the koyach of Bilam to give broches, it says, Asher tevorech mevoyroch. Is it ready mevoyroch? I should have said, Es asher tevorech yevoyroch. If you give a broche, the broche will be mashpia, the broche will give a koyach that he will be misborech, yevoyroch. Instead, by Loshen broche, it says, mevoyroch, Loshen hoive. Mashenke Meloshen Klode Loshen Osit. Sagen die Meforschen, that in Ocha Name, Bilam did not have any koyach bichlal to give broches. Now the koyach who Bilam had, because he was a Novi, he saw different in Yoni what people have. He saw that, say, this person is going to happen, this and this mazel. This person has this and this simcha coming on. So Mimele, he gave him a broche, but it didn't work bichlal because of Bilam's broche. No, es hashe tevorech mevoyroch. Anyone who was already gebenched, what the Bilam saw benevua, that Rebbein Shlom already benched this person, he gave him a broche, ke'ilu, we should think it comes from his koyach. Aber Bilam did not have any koyach bechlal, es hashe tevorech mevoyroch to give broches. was ja Klolles hatte gekannt. We'll see soon if it's Taka so or not. Aber Kolponin, let's speak about the Indian of Roche. So in Forschung, everyone, cool arme Meude, Bilom did not have a courage to give any broches. Und ich heile, why not? Me hege teise, Klolles ja, Klolles, ich bin mit Kalle und der Broche nicht. Man auf Schach, if your pair is a keuchtige Kloschen, if you have a pair who has a keuch, why take it only in den Kloles, not in den Broches? Sagt der Chofetz Chaim, there's a Yesoit, we know, Teuf ein hu jeweuch. Who could give Broches? Somebody who is Teuf ein. Somebody who in Yiddish to say, the vergint for somebody else, the vergint for jenem. You happy if somebody else gets something. Somebody who forgint Yenem is a Teuf ein, a Leif Teuf for somebody else, who Yevoirach, he can give Broches. Now we all know one of the given middas of Bilam Arosha, what it says in the Mishnah and others, he was an Ayin Ro. Avraham Avinu says was Ayin Teuva, Bilam was an Ayin Ro. So we mele, somebody who is an Ayin Ro, it's not Shayach, can't go and give a Broche to anyone else. To be able to give a broche, kedei the broche should be mekuyim for someone else, it has to be toiv ein hu yevorech. Avraham Avinu was a toiv ein, he was able to give broches. Bilam Rosha, who is a ein ro kenish gem ka broches, so Chofetz Chaim, that's why there was no havu mele bichlal, that Bilam should give broches. Is the Chofetz Chaim moisiv interessante sach. Chutzlorez, it's not so negea, only on Yontiv, but coming from Yerushalayim, we have every day this chus of Birchas Koyanim. So, the interesting nusach, the broche that we say by Birchas Koyanim. Asher kidushonu b'kdushosoy shel ha'aroin, b'tzivonu devorech es amo Yisrael be'ahavon. The broche that Koyanim do by Pshas Birchas Koyanim, that they have a tzivoy levorech es amo Yisrael be'ahavon. Frag the Chofetz Chaim, very interesting nusach. He says, we don't see by any other birchas and mitzvahs. In the morning we make a brocha, shekitshonu be mitzvahsav, v'tzivonu lo niach tfilin. Why shouldn't we say, v'tzivonu lo niach tfilin, be'avo? Shekitshonu be mitzvahsav, v'tzivonu antilas lulav, be'avo. Likro is a halil be'avo. Any mitzvah we do, any yontiftige mitzvah, any other mitzvah in the Torah, we all say birchas and mitzvahs on every brocha, on every mitzvah. We never say in the brocha the word be'ahavo. Suddenly, when it comes to Birchas Koyanim, Asher Kidshonu B'Kedushosoy Shel Aharon, V'tzivonu Levorech Es Amo Yisrael Be'ahavo. Was ist das a chelik von der Broche? Very nice, it's an Indian to do Be'avo. Why is this chelik of the Birchas HaMitzvahs of Birchas Koyanim to say the word Be'ahavo? Sagt der Chofetz Chaim,
there's one person you don't want to say.
Sagt der Chofetz Chaim, der Moyenige, this Nekude. He says, Kedei, the Birchas Koyanim should be able to be chal. Kedei a person, the Koyan, should be able to get up and give a broche to Yisrael, it has to be be'ahava. It has to be the toif ein hu yevorech. Somebody who you like, you forgive him. You're happy if he gets something else. So the kedei the broche so gufe should be chal has to be that you're the matzev be'ahava, that you're ahava to somebody else. Bilam Arosha, because he was the Ein Ro, he didn't have the Teuf Ein. Er hat nicht gekannt geben ka Broches, aber Masha Einkein, every Koyen, when he gets up and he makes a Broche, Be'ahava is not stam another Madrege, or the Indian, the Birchas Koyen should be Be'ahava. Because if it's only another Tosefes, another Indian, this will not be part of the Etzem Nusach in the Birchas HaMitzvahs. If we say it in the Birchas HaMitzvahs, B'kdushosu Shavahavu, Metzivonu, Levorech, Es Am Yisrael, Be'ahava, is because Kedei, it should be Chal, the Broche, das ist ein Chelik, the Chefze von the Mitzvah is, that has to be done Be'ahava, because if you forgive somebody else, Adarabe, that's when the Broche could be Chal.
So if Bilam couldn't give a Broche Be'ahava, how come he was an appropriate vehicle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless Israel?
He didn't bless the broches. Taka were not chal bichlal. The bunch only said the nusach not to be mekali. He put in those words, but we see also that all the broches the Gemara Chazal say one is hapach. He did not have any koyach of being mevorach. We'll go on very soon to see if he did have chal broch of klolis. But that's the last speak of broche. Sagt der Chofetz Chaim noch a tesefes. Sagt der Chofetz Chaim. How can we ask that every koyin when he gets up? He should take have be'avo to forgive to somebody else. To have a Leif toiv to begin it. Yena should be matzliach. Yena have to be berechcho Hashem. You should be matzliach in the chosim everything. It's a shtickel madrego. People have to work on themselves. Kedei taka to begin it. All somebody else should have it. So how can taka koyin get up toiv ein hu yevoyroch to begin to somebody else? Sagt der Chofetz Chaim. That's why the Boynstein did that the Kohanim, especially in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, didn't have their own income. The Kohanim were etzim did avoid the Beis Hamikdash, the whole income, the whole panos of them, in gewen from Tumas and Masses, of the Matonis, what Klal Yisrael gave to the Kohanim. Mimele, sagt der Chofetz Chaim, the Kohen Adarabe, he wants that the Israelim should be more Matzliach, because as more the Israel will be Matzliach, he will get more the Tumah. By Kohen, he says, because his whole panosse comes from the Bnei Yisrael, so a Kohen Adarabe, when he gives a broche, Yivorecho Hashem, the Rebbein Shem should give you the Hatzloche, that you should be Matzliach and Panosse, he's the Emes to get Toiv Ein, because he has the richtige Negir, that you should be Matzliach, Kedei Adarabe is more, you Matzliach, out with more Tumis and Maisres. The Mele sagt, that's what the Rebbein Shem did, that the Kohanim dige Panosse, the Kohen and the Yidin, Mimele, when he gives the broche, it's mikola leif. When the Kohen gets up, especially in Eretz Yisrael, what's a bichs Kohanim is beitzim every day, and he gets up and he says, Yivorech Hashem, I give you a broche to the every yid, the Rebbein Shem should give you the broche, should be matzliach. It is mikola leif because he has a negir, adarabe for him it's kedai, so it is an emistige toif ein. As more it's an emistige toif ein, the broche will take a bichal. Das sagt der Chofetz Chaim, why Koyen has the Hatzloche in the Birchus Koyhanim, Vash Enkin Bilom Arosha was no Habamin, it should be Matzliach, because by Bilom Arosha was an Ayin Ro, and Ayin Ro has no Shum Koyach Bichlal of giving Brochus. Lom again now it's a Zweite Chilik. Was is wegen Klolis? Klolis Bilom did have a Koyach. Had the Yoga had a Koyach. So we all know the Chazal. The Chazal, the Gemara, Toises brings it in Brochus, Dav Zayinu Med Aleph. So Ketoisvis, what was the koyach of Bilam Moshe? Did he take have, we were the Rebbe koyches, to give broches or klolis? Sagt er, nein. Bilam Moshe, because he was a novi, he knew when is the rega, where the Gemara in Broches says, that is a rega, a split second, where the Rebbein Shloim gets bekas every day. There's a second where the Rebbein Shloim Kvayochel gets bekas of the Chatoim of the Yiddish kinder. So the Novi, Bilam, because he was a Novi, Ad Kedei Kach, Chazal says, he wasn't Stam a Novi, he was at the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Steht, Loikom Beyisrael ke Moshe Oit, is Chazal Medayik Beyisrael, Loikom, in Klal Yisrael, there was never, will never be a Novi at the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, or a Bilam Arosha be Umos Oilam Kom. The Rebbein Shloim gave them Bilam, where he was at the Nevias, at the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, where he knew 24/7 every time Bediuk, when is the split second when the Rebbein Shloim gets Bekas? Mimele, when the Rega, the second when the Rebbein Shloim gets Bekas, he was able to say a klole. And b'shas kva yochel the Rebbein Shloim b'shchin is bekas, and a person says a klole, it's chal. We don't have this koyach because we don't know the second, the split second, when is the time of the Rebbein Shloim is bekas of the Yiddish kinder. Bilam had das gewusst, mimele Bilam was able to be mekale. Freg Teisves, so if it's only 1 second, what could he say in 1 second? What can we say? Klole, wie man sagt, der richtige klole geht mit einer ganzen Nussech, einer ganzen... Misha Pogov, he said, the ganze Misha Beirach, what could he say in 1 second? So, Ketoisvis, he could say, Kalim. Kilim be Mechale Klal Yisrael, wipe out Klal Yisrael. Kalim takes a second. Bilam wanted to say the words, Kalim, wipe out Klal Yisrael. But the Rebbein Shloim did a special chesed, and all the time when Bilam was busy to try to be Mechale Yiddish kinder, the Rebbein Shloim in those days did not go into a second of kas. Mo ezoin loizoa mashem. The Bilam says, what should I do? But the Rebbein Shloim didn't have any kas, even not for a second, at those days now when I'm trying to be mekal you. The Rebbein Shloim Reif Rachamov knew the koyach of Bilam, and kedei you shouldn't use this second and give a klole and say kalim. The Rebbein Shloim, especially at the time when Bilam tried to be mekal you, he did not go to kas. He was called Kuli Rachamov Yiddish kinder. Mimele Bilam didn't have the koyach not from broche, where we say broche hat es dann nicht katoif ein, and even not from klole, was klole bederch klal, his koyach would have been to know the second Rebbeinu turn to the cars and to say kale, so the Rebbeinu Shloim loizoam Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shloim going to any cars, and we made it the Rebbeinu Shloim, the Reuf Chachmav, took away any koyach from Bilam, sei from broche and sei from klole. Das ist eine merkwürdige Sache. I'll finish up with a stipler. Well, the stipler says, we all know that the Austin started speaking to the Bilam. And the Austin started saying, why are you doing this to me? Why are you clapping me? All the years already you own me. Did I ever do this to you? So the stipler, why is this such a chochem? Why was it such a wisse? That's what the Austin told to Bilam. Bilam could have told him, you're a shakhen. Like anyone else by Goy, I don't believe you anything. Mr. Shakhen, Meheche Teise, it's the first time I know you. You never bechlai, don't know you bechlai to the Osun. Bilam could have said in front of all this sodium, the Osun was mevazim, you're a shakhen. It's like the stipler, between Ben Odom and Chaveiro, if somebody comes up to me and tells me, Musa, you did this and this, I could say you're a shakhen. Mashenkin the Osun, the Chamoy, when he started speaking, he can't say he's a shakhen. He didn't have a pchire. He couldn't come make up any stories. Osin, where he saw Claude, the unbelievably flawless haboire, who the Boinschlein put in the words into his mouth, has to be that everything what he says is straight from the Boinschleinam, the meachuslige emes. When the Osin said something to Bilam, wasn't Bichlal here a sophic or any stodim where Bilam can get out of it. This was called kulei kvayochel, with the Boinschlein saying himself. By people, you can mach a shakletarie. You don't know what happened. It's not mamash azoy. It should have been azoy. You don't know what happened yesterday. You stam a shakren. You maxim. You can say anything, everything. Masha ein came when an osrin spoke. It was poshet the kol kule emes, and this was the biggest lechocha. Zok the stipler. We have to take out from this inyan that we used to many times. That even if we don't do 100% what we do, and somebody gives us musa, we don't know b'diyuk what happened, it's not mamash azoy, we try to verenfe ourselves. But we have to know when it comes to the Rebbeinu Shloim, there's no verenfing ourselves. Like by the Rebbeinu Shloim, when he wanted to give musa to the Osun, to Bilam, he opened up Pio Osun, and that's what it is, it was the last word. And even the greatest Bilam, the greatest knacker, did not have the koyach, not have the yecholes to answer anything, to say anything. So who had in Zakta, the Osir Bova, when anyone has to give him one time the B'dim Cheshem to the Rebbeinu Shloim, we have to know when the Rebbeinu Shloim says it, he knows everything, that's the last word. And we mele Adarabe, this is the Amnestige Hachone to understand, wie sich zuzugreiten von Grace Talk.